Tzachim Shir Lamed Ches by Rosh Hashanah continued. Tesvav Adar Alvei Tov Shemem Vav February 24th and 26th and Monday continued.
Gimel Milchas Mamrim Haloch Aleph, Haloch Beis, Haloch Gimel. Mishin Emedi Betirash Balpe, Eni Zok Mamre, Haomo Batir, Haareze Bechol Av Kosin, Umisosi Bechol Adam, that's put in bracket. So, I mean, that's the dinner of Marin Lebai. In other words, if there is a Tirach Hashor, so then Vesden has the Keach to kill him, I mean, as a tear hashor under a certain circumstances. Me'achash in his palsim, shu'u keifa b'tira shabal peh, merid neisi b'limayli. V'areyu kishor kola v'kosim, v'raim rimintir min ha'shamayim, v'amoschim v'amumrim, shekol eilu inum b'chol Yisrael. Then the Rambam says, v'aloch ginu, v'medvor mamorim, v'yi shekofa b'tira shabal peh, v'machshavtei, ובדבורים שנראולי, והולך הביתי הקלו, והחסר מוסלידי, וכיפה בתירה שבאו פתחילו, כי צודיק ובייסוס, וכן כל התאים האחוב. אבל בני התאים האלה, the children of צודיק ובייסוס, were raised in that idea, אבל בני התאים האלה, ובני בהם, שהדיחו איסום אבי איסום, ונאו בבין הקבועים, וגידלו איסום על ביתום, הרי הוא קטניק שליש בבניהם, וגידלו, ונזור ישראל חיית מדעק המצס, שהרי הוא כאונוס, ויאב על פי ששומע הכי שהוא יהודי, ורוע היהודים לדוסון הרי הוא כאונוס, שהרי גידלו על פרוסום, כך הוא שומענו, איר זה מדעק אבי, צורק הרואים שטור, לפי חוכו הוא להחזירו מתשובו, ולמוש חום בדברי שולם, עד שיעזרו להיסנתרו. But the question is, why is it onus? Hareyu. So he says, Vareyu ke onus. But the Rambam Pasuk is not like Mumbes. So even a Tinik Shinish Bo Mamesh, who didn't even hear of the Zayim, who never heard there is such a thing as Shabbos, so he's highly called. Not like Mumbes. So he's not an onus. So why does the Rambam say that he is an onus? That's not in accordance with the view of the Rabbonim of Mumbes. The answer is, the Rambam doesn't say, Hareyu Onus Gomo. He says, Hareyu Keonus. He has a Dinus. Shari Godlu Altus. In other words, there are two types of Onus. There is an Onus who is an Onus Gomo. And there is an Onus who has a Dinus, but he's not an Onus Gomo. Not an Onus Gomo. Now, from the Loshna Rambam Mitzmashma and many Achrimim Amitai from the Loshna Rambam, the Loshna Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva Mitzmashma, Kol Mitzvah Shebateo Bein Eser Bein Reisese Imo Barot Malachas Mehen Bein Bizodin Bein Bishgobo כשיעשה תשובה ליושב מחתו יחייב לישראל אופן יקיר בו בין בזור אין בשבור בתנא בינס וואי אינס assuming like most of shame that אינס is a mice of the so the mice is in flag if in Aram also is raped so this new seed is in flag even though she is faultless but in Aram also does not have his shem chitaas So how is it that we say now Vidu of Khich Rapur from Echo Bainus and Khatsis? Vidu that Chube. And Rambam says, Chayatli Svadis, Kishias Chube Yosh Machatoe. Chayatli Svadis, and Rambam says the preamble, which says Achas Vish Yosh Machit Machatoe for the Shemki Svadis. But Onus is not Chayat Chube, not Chayat Vidu. So why sakim al kreach kotonu fanecho beine subi otze. The answer is there are two types of things. There is an onus gomo. What is an onus gomo? Onus gomo means my habol nevat, completely faultless. Like in Aram Rosa was raped, so she's completely faultless. So that kind of an Aram of an onus, an onus gomo. So the Torah says, Ein la naro, not only the naro is as a double potter of mise, but ein la naro chayk mishpat moves. It's not even chayk recall. Why? So the Sifri learns out, ein la naro chayk milamit shet potam nako. And why? Because the Gemara in Shabbat says, ma meizit kol chaytei, ach sheyli kol chaytei. La fuketini shenishbo, Mumbe says, is not a chayke. Mumbe holds the tini shenishbo is an onus gomo. Onus gomo, of not completely faultless. So, my abu neba is not a chayke. So why should bring a kol kapore? Kapore for what? It's not even a chayke, he should bring a kapore. Chapa, if the God means a chayke, so then he needs a kapore. But he's not even a chayke. He's not even a chayte, even though it's a maizadu, but he's not a chayte. It doesn't affect the spiritual status of the person in any way. In other words, the person remains a sadigomo, in spite of the fact that the maize is imperfect. He's holy. No, we don't task like this. We don't task like this. But So Tinchenishbo is not completely faultless. Now he became about Chuve. Why didn't he become about Chuve as soon as he became about Mitzvah? Why did he have to wait 10 years or 20 years and then become about Chuve? He should have become. No, we don't condemn him. He has a dinos. He is substantially an onus. But he is not an onus gomo. There are two types of onus. There is an onus gomo. Onus gomo is on Skomo, it does not even have a Shemchite. And the Rishayim will say that the Aloha does not apply to Chayom Yisonsi. They hold that it's not even Maizadere, it's not even Maizadere, but they'll only apply it to an on Skomo that it's not for the but an onusheni gomo will certainly be part of Tashma. And then there is another type of onus. An onusheni gomo, but he has a din of onus. Now, let's take the case of the three averes that is Yehored Valiave, Abizored Larayish Yehudam, and the Ramban says in Mohammed that there it's, we don't have to have recourse to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Yisrael Chil Hashem. It's Nechim Ravero, and according to the Ramban, so the Kvach Nefesh is not matir the three averes, and even Enes is not matir the three averes, is not matir the three averes. Now, the Abishenim are chelik, the Balamoyer is chelik, Balamoyer Shiti is that while Pekach Nefesh is not Matir, not Deiche, the three Averes, but the Dino, but the Onus is Matir. But you see, that's why the Balamoya says that if Mabizor and Larayas be Mokimenes, so if the Anus is Mishab, Lanoes Atznei, so it's Yavar Al Yorek. But Shehuzdomim is Meide. Why? Because by Shechudomim there is the Svor of Maichozis, some Mele, just as the Svor of Maichozis, that both lives are equal, it dictates to us that Pikach Nefesh cannot be Deiche B'Yisrael Yisrael Tzoch, some Mele, the Daloch or Bonus cannot be Deiche B'Yisrael Yisrael Tzoch either. What do I say? He is an Onus. Eir Ba'adeir. Yishitin Bad Nafshein. So, what's about the other person's life? That's nothing. Only his life is important. in the other fellow's life is not as important. So mele, there is certainly nothing not here. So, but the Rambam says that even by Ritziche, Imorav Nerak is part of Mise. Can you say that this Ritziach who killed another person because the doctors told him you have to get the blood transfusion, but there is this person who has your blood type, and then he went and he drew out the blood from the other person and thereby killing the other person. Did he act like a nice person? He certainly didn't act like a nice person. Is he a nice person, we'll say? He did in order to save his life. He's a wonderful person. Is he Sadigam or not? No, it's Sadigam. My cousins, I can't believe it's Sadigam. He's not a Sadig altogether. It's enough if we say he can't call him a Russian. Remember, the Torah takes notice of human frailty and he has a dinonus. Yes, the demons is part of us. We cannot execute because he has a demons. But the demons come more full flesh. Kakayokum Mishawai or Tzokhakinadavarize. He is the Ritzeach, not the Nirzach. The Nirzach is faultless, but the Ritzeach is never faultless. Ritzeach. Even in case of coercion, he's never faultless. Why? Here by the ear. Is Yidin Bar Nafi? What about the other fellow's life? Why shouldn't he be Bar Nafi for the other fellow's life just as for his life? So he has a Shem Chayti. But he's part of a bunch, not because he's an honest Gomo, he has a Dino bunch. So and of course, this kind of a person cannot say, why should I be Misvade? I drew out the blood and I killed it. After all, I did it to save my life. I'm a nice person. No, he's not a nice person altogether. And he has to be true there. And in order to get Kapore, you'll have to do a very serious Jude. You'll have to have Yisurin too. He's no Tzatzke, I mean. But even though the Rambam says he's part of Mise, he has a deal of honors, but he is not a real honors. A real honors is an honest gomo, where he's faultless, like Naram Rosso was raped, but not where the Torah tells him, Yehoim al Yaveh, what kind of an honors are you? And some honors. He has a deal of honors. The Torah took cognizance of human frailty. The fact that it's not easy, you know, to control yourself and let yourself be killed and die in order not to kill somebody else. It's not so easy. Of course, it's the most fundamental obligation, but it's not easy anyway. So nearly the Torah said, La Narali Sasta, even when she is at fault, and she is a retard, but as long as she is, as a din of honors, in other words, Koran reigns. So he has a dino bonus. So he's part of a bunch. But he cannot say, Kashayoko Mishal Reyo, Tzochetin Adawaze, in respect to the Tzeach who killed his own being under coercion. But he has the same status as a Sheikh. Sheikh is also part of this. Now there is a Rosh Rambam. The drama is so
weird. Thank you.
it's not the Rishabi, it's not the Rishabi. The Rambam said it. So she's Mutaris with Bible Israel. Because the Torah says the loy nitfasa. She wasn't forced. Her nitfasa, if she was forced, she's Mutaris. So what does the Torah say? The Torah says that Bishadik, she's Mutaris with Bible. The Torah says Beinus, she's Mutaris with Bible. But the Rambam says, Hoisha, she's Nusotah Bible, Bishgogo, Hoi Beinus. What does Bishgogo mean? Bishgogo, so the Marik says, it doesn't mean in a muta. Like this, in respect, you know, to Averes, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Shigigas Maise or it's Shigigas Din. In other words, Shigig is part of Maise, of course, which is Shukaima, Alkes, whether he's a Shigig or Shigigas Maise, somebody who calls Shabbos, and he forgets the Shabbos. For the moment, absent-mindedly, he thought it was Friday, it was Sunday. Or he forgot that it's also to write the Shabbos. So he's still a Shabbos. He's still a Shabbos. Mashenichin by Ishishishin, Zinso, Bishgogo, the Terrace of Bailo. What does Bishgogo mean? Bishgogo means if somebody came to her and it was dark and she thought it was her husband. And it turned out that it was some Roshe, another person. So this kind of sins of Bishelik is Mutaris Bible. Mutaris. But suppose she knew she was Mizana with somebody else, but she says, I never learned that there is such a Mizaris Lusino. I didn't know, how should I know that it's also coming to lottery? So the Marik says, such is Shikogo is a sort of Bible. Because the Torah doesn't say, in other words, she has saw the Bible because she betrayed her husband. Apart from the Avera towards the Rebbein Shalom. She betrayed her husband. Even if there hadn't been a Nisa. And the Marik mentions the Raya from the Gemara in Megillah after Svov. Esther says, V'chasha avaditi avaditi. Well, that's the Gemara that all the Rishonim mentioned, because Esther was married to Mordechai. So even though she had relations with Ahasuerus, but she was allowed to live with Mordechai. Tivelas mechaiti shel Ahasuerus, v'shechefes mechaiti shel Mordechai. Because she was an Anuso, Ahasuerus would have killed her. The way he killed Zeresh, not Zeresh, Vashti, sorry. He killed Vashti, so she was Anuso. But this time, Ahasuerus didn't call her. Mordechai urged her to go to Ahasuerus and risk her life and to plead on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So she wasn't Anuso. She wasn't Anuso, but she was allowed to do it. Mordechai wouldn't have urged her to do it if it had been against the deen. So he was allowed to do it. It's not a passion. Why was she allowed to do it? After all, it's your Goliabea. It's your Goliabea. So the same question is in respect to Yoel. Yoel, she encouraged Sisra to Mizana with her in order to be able to kill Sisra. In order to be able to kill Sisra and save all Israel. So the Ramamir in Sanhedrin says, I didn't discuss that. So the Ramamir in Sanhedrin says, the reason is why she was allowed to do that, because there it wasn't a question of saving one wife, it was a question of saving Klal Yisrael. So even though it's Yoel Bar Yavea, and one Jewish life is not a Hadisah, but Klal Yisrael is, it's another question. I mean, why was it? So, in that was the same hetav that Mordechai had in urging Esther to go to Achashverosh, even though he knew that then there will be news if she goes to Achashverosh. There will be news because to save all this one. So she would not tell us to do it. Still, the Gemara says, even though Esther was allowed to do that, and she did a mitzvah, though Mordechai was in a yeshiv in Shesagosis, and he urged her to do it. So it was a big mitzvah. And still, Esther says, Kasher obaditi obaditi, Kasher obaditi mideisabe, kach obaditi mchor. Because until now, I was to go as the Chikish of Hashvires, Vishichev as the Chikish of Mordechai, because she was a Nuso. The Eloi Nitviso, Nitviso Metelis, but now I'm not in Nitviso, so Mele, I'll be a Surah to you. So, after that incident, Mordechai divorced her. This is a Sikashi in the middle of this world. Why didn't Mordechai give her a get before she went to Hashverosh? So Teisha says, because a get has a call, and if Mordechai had given her a get, then Hashverosh would have found out the identity of Esther, and then the whole thing would have been jeopardized. You see. The whole thing, the whole endeavor would have been in jeopardy. So he couldn't have given her a get, because a get is conducive to a call. But after that, when it became known that she was Jewish and everything, so he divorced her, and she didn't go back to Mordechai anymore. So we see that even when a woman is mizane beheter, as Esther did, she is still a soul of Bible, because the Torah doesn't say mol bat shem, but mol beisha. Is the betrayal of the husband, even when it's better, and even if it's derech mitzvah. So she is asur lebayel. So that's why the Marik says imeres muter is asur lebayel. Oh, but bishgogo is muter lebayel. So if bishgogo, not imeres muter, but bishgogo shikras maise, she thought it was her husband who was coming. It was dark, and they turned out that it was a certain scoundrel, a Roshe, who was there. So then she's mitzvah to buy this one. So the Rambam says, "Koyisha she's in sutaras bailo, bishgogo lidein esan mitzvah to bailo shenavu nitviso, hon nitviso mitzvahs beishon zahak beishon so Yisrael." Then in halacha chafale, this halacha you test. Then our chafal, the Rambam says, "I'm never going to show you by the Israel, but if she's came, no answer." Then our chof, the Rambam says, "Viden, vidina she geges, vidina neneses echadu, she'ashgog otzadei nesiyesh bo." What is the Rambam by that? The Rambam was bothered by Kashi. Why did the Gemara say that not only is she soil, she's in sovereignness in terms of by the Israel, but even Zinsa Bishayik, she thought it was her husband, and it turned out to be somebody else, is Mutaras Lepayla. But the Torah doesn't mention Shogo. The Torah mentions Amos. You love Mitriso, Honitriso, he forced Mutaras. So Anuso is Mutaras. But that doesn't mean that Bishgogo is Mutaras. So the Rambam says, every Ishgogo, there is an element of Enes. But can we say that Ishgogo and Enes is Hainach? As a short, Ishgogo is Chai Vechatos. Enes, the Sifri says, Eilanao Chet Mishpat Moves, Nulamit, Ptur Nakom. So there is a basic distinction between Onus and Jirik. The answer is, there are two types of Onus. There is an Onus or an Onus Gomo. My heart will remember. That kind of onus is entirely distinguishable from Shkogo. Because Shkogo is a chayte, onus Gomo is not a chayte. The Gemara says, in Shabbos, that's on the chayte, make it call a chayte. She call a chayte.
la fukitin shinish komu bise zidan un skomo soito zuti praktisham khayte den der ze dinos vaychenik and every shegeit is patra bise so every shegeit has stuck to it as why two reasons as why is patra bise number one there is a special ktua shabbat and beginning is royal, so Ishkova doesn't mean that day. Ishkova manish. Beginning is royal, so if somebody is Michal Shabbos, or if they are Fizore, and he doesn't get a soye, so he also has a dinam Ishkova, insofar as the Chilmis is concerned. Of course, in respect to Kores, so without a soye is considered amazing, but in respect to Anshin in the Odom, let's say Mise or Malkes, without a soy, so it's Potter. And Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda says that this, so that the whole purpose of a soy, we need a soy, amazing. Because of that, he says, Chover in Tzorach Asroy, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like the Rabbonon. So according to the Rabbonon, even a Chover without a soy, without Kabbalah's Asroy, so he's part of it. Why? Because according to Rabbanon, it's a special halacha that in order to be a mezid, full mezid, in respect to Mise and Malkes, it's not enough that he knows that he's Osa. He has to be warned, and he has to be the Kabbalah's way. Otherwise, he's not a full mezid in respect to Mise and Malkes. In respect to Mise and Malkes. So if somebody is a real shegeit, then he's part of Mise on two scores. One is because there is a special tour of God, and the being is royal, even if he's amazing, but if he is not as royal, so he doesn't have any amazing. And then there is another halacha of Shkogo Tzavines Yeshbe, that every Ishkogo has a dinamans, not a Ramos Gomor, but a dinamans. Now, let's say Ligabi Beneach. Beneach. So Beneach is Chayim Nisan Zayim Mitzvah. Beneach is Nerak Shalit Asroi. So the whole Aloche of Ishkogo and by Israel, so Ishkogo means not only Ishkogo Mamesh, even without Asroi, without Kavod Asroi, he has a din of sheik. He has a din of sheik. Doesn't apply to Neach. The Neach is Neara Deloyasoy. But Shkogo, by the Neach is Potter. Is Potter. Why? Because of Ptur of Shkogo as such. There is no Ptur of Shkogo as such. But by the Neach, the reason is why sheik is Potter is because Shkogo Tzadein is Yeshbo. And that's the reason. Nishabim Harik Beneach, Nishabim Harik Zabimo, the Horak Zodom, and Beneach is Harik Nisi. Why? Because he should have watched. What do you mean? He thought a monkey was standing there. He thought a monkey was standing there. He should have taken a good look and made sure that it was a monkey. It wasn't an honor. So he's not an honor. He doesn't even have a dinos. He's a sheik of amazing. Sheikh of Amazing, so he doesn't even have a dinos. He doesn't even have a dinos. So, but by the soil, he's having large as a demo. The ark is all only spot on this. Because by the soil, besides the ptur of Anus, there is a ptur of Sheikh per se. So even when he's very at fault, when he's culpably at fault, so he still is part of the score of Shkogo, but by Neach there is no ptur of Shkogo per se. There is only ptur of Onus. Onus Chachmo Patrei applies to the Neach also, and not only on Shkogo, even the Din of Onus applies to even the Din of Onus applies to the Neach, but. So, when the Rambam says that the Yisroel, she's in so b'sheik, Tertial Bhairava, even though the Torah says only the eightness in Tertial Bhairava, because every Shgogo has an element of eightness, but that's not on Shgogo, that's only Din of Ramos. Now, where is the Din of Ramos mentioned? The Din of Ramos is mentioned not in the passage of Lanao and Sasadogo, Kein Lanao, Chet Mishkat Moves, Ke Yashiyahu Mishal, Sochet in the Dodraze. That is reference to an Ramos Gomo, but not to someone who is not an Ramos Gomo, but who has a Din of Ramos, where Shegig and Ramos is Anach. That's mentioned, that's implicit. Boy, in the Gzeres HaKosuv, in the Yom Fuse, in the Safor Bamelech, that the Rambam mentions. The Rambam says, Afil Hoar Benis, is part of Nisi, Shein Malkin Menisin Eloheva Betzenei, Uveidim Vasroi. So you raise the question, why doesn't the Rambam write at the very outset mention the Pasik Lanales Hasdobo only towards the end? No, the answer is Lanales Hasdobo Ein Lanaro Chet Mishpat Modes Kashiok Mishal Rei Otsorakin Adobraze has reference to an Onus Gomo. Some Mele, the Inland Aro Chetlish Patmodes, has reference to an Onus Gomo. He's Potterim of Korm. He's Potterim of Korm. So, and by Ritziche, we certainly couldn't say it's an Onus Gomo. Why is it an Onus Gomo? Idano said to Ruben, you kill Shimon, you have her. And if not, I'll kill you. So, in order to save his life, he killed Shimon. So the Raman said he's better off missing. No. Why? Because his life is very important. What's about Shimon's life? Not as important. So he's certainly not an Onus Gomo. He's a Chete. But he has a Din of Onus. So he couldn't mention the Pasuk of Lanao Lesasadova Renanao Chet Mishpat Modes. But he mentioned another Pasuk. Vinosati Ami Esponai Boyishahu. Ahu Gashmur Londo, Ahu Leonus, Loy Shergit, Veloy Mute. So, in that passage, we learn how Onus, Shergit, and Mute. What does Mute mean? Mute means Mizgayet. Mizgayet, let's say, a teenage needs for the children who are raised by the Zdokin, are Mute, they are Mizgayet. They are Mute, Ole. Just because the parents taught them. To deny the Torah about Pesach and listen to Mule, they should have understood and they should have learned, they should have known better, but they cannot be condemned too much. They have a Din of Onus. So, what the Shemchaiti they have, said, only Mumbes holds that the Din of Shemishbo is an Onus Gomo. But the Rabbanim of Mumbes holds that the Din of Shemishbo is not an Onus Gomo. What a Din of Onus he has, that's why the Rambam has mantra, he says, Harein, that those who are raised by the Tzduchim, by the Karoim, Harein, Keoyonus, not Onus Gomo. So where is the Aloha of Din Onus, not Manish Onus, not an Onus Gomo, mentioned that he's Potter of Onshin, mainly if he's Potter of Onshin, so he's Mufk of the Shem Roshe also, but he's like Sheikh. He has a Shem Chayte, not Roshe, but Chayte, like Sheik, gets the Droshe of Ahuv Leonus, Vilo Sheik, Vilo Mute. So in the same Droshe that we learn now that Onus is Potter of Chorus of Nesim Izar of Elich, Sheik and Mute is also Potter. So the Din Onus is Matkia the Shem Numea and the Shem Roshe. So he's not post-latest, but the chayte he is. And he has to do tshuve. Memele, if he has a shem chayte, so he has din onus. So he's like Shgogo. Shgogo also has a din of onus. As the Rambam says, vis-a-vis his sheshins of the Shgogo. So the Rambam says, in Yilchas Yishe. בגין השיגגס, בגין הנסס, איך הוא, שהשגוגו צדים יש פה. Now we can understand, as by the Rambam, first said that we asked the question, there is still an Rambam. So, in Tzolchlim, Hashem, Misneis, in the Bezden, Hafel Hoag, that means, Loim, Boya, Arayas, Nabri, Zore, that he's Potter, if he was Pnis Nefesh, but even Ritziche, he's Potter on this, because he has a Dino Bonus. So, but, needless to mention, Abri Zog and Arayes. Why needless to mention Abri Zog and Arayes? Because vis-a-vis Abri Zog and Arayes, the Rambam Shiti is the debt is an honest one. Because since he is forced to be with Abri Zog under the threat of death, so melee it's matter to Isa also. It's matter to Isa also. If it's matter to Isa, some melee is in Unus Gomo. So he's not in Mishem Chayte. But why is he in the Chuyiv Misa Nefesh? Not because of the Isa of Lissote. Not because of the Isa of Lissinov. But because of Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. That's why the Rambam says, Now we have Kol Mishema Beyadar Val Yore Dinyara Goyova Hari Ze Mishchai Vinafshei Zichol Mishema Beyore Val Yadar Dinyara Goyova Hari Ze Kiddush Hashem Vim Kol Mishema Yore Val Yadar Goyova Vorinyara Hari Ze Nechal Yadar You should say Hari Ze Ova Al Yisofim Hari Ze Ova Al Yisino No The Shikas Hamla means that Inus is matir. Inus is matir. The Isa. That's the Isa of Arayas, the Isa of Arayas. But it's Mechuyat Misa Nefesh anyway. But vis-a-vis the Isa of Arayas, vis-a-vis the Isa of Arayas, he's considered a Menus Gomo. If it's matir and Bricha, the Isa. But Mr. Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, he has to misnefesh himself. Some melee, it goes without saying that he's part of Mise. There is no Chil Mise for the Isa of Chil Hashem. There is a Chil Mise for the Isa of Arayas. There is a Chil Mise for the Isa of Nizore. But after the whole things, so there we have this form of Maichosis. And Maichosis implies that the Ines cannot be Matiya. Cannot be matir, this or tziche, because there is no Onus Gomor. What kind of an Onus Gomor is it? Otherwise, he'll lose his life. And this way, so, the other fellow loses his life, that's alright. So, I mean, so maybe there is no Onus Gomor. But, Potter of missing is anyway. Not on the basis of Lanara Lissasidomo. Because, Kiein Lanara Chetnish Potmodes. But on the basis of the Droshe of the Nesati Esponai Boishahu that is mentioned in Melech. So now the Rambam says, Umayim Abis Chodim Sheikh Murom Nake. He doesn't mean Murom Nake. So Umayim Tash Murondo, Umayim Sheikh Murom Nake. So Ebid Isobeines in Chayiv Kores, because here we have Exerasakosuf. Here we have a Kosov that even when he's not an Onus Gomor, when he is a Chayte, and still he's Potter, so where he's not an Onus Gomor, then it's Kalachim Arim Bar, it is over where he's not an Onus Gomor, he's Potter, so by Shora Veires, he's certainly Potter. Then he mentions, Uvarayu Seim Alnaris Asdomo. So, in other words, it's matter the Isa of Arayas. That's vis-a-vis Arayas and Abrizore, but vis-a-vis Shechuzomim. So then, it's only and because of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem that he has to be misunderstood. So that is the Rambam. Then, the Rambam says, in Aloch Evrov, Kini and Shomru Bimunsim, Kach Omru B'chaloyim. Ketzak mishacholo v'not olomus v'yom bu'arefim shafuasim v'davoplenim yisum shabateiro isim ונשרפים בכל ניסיון משפטיון ומוקים סכונה, חוץ מהדיש כל מיני דברי שאותונים, שאפילו מוקים סכונה משרפים בין. So, פיקוח נפש is not דייכה, not only the יישר, או שפיכוס דומים. Even the יישר of הוויזורים דברי is not דייכה either. But, במוקים עונסים, so, the anus is in matter and the isa have his own eyes. But it's mechuyif to be so nefesh himself because of Kiddush Hashem and the isa of Chil Hashem. But where it's not an anus, let's say chile, pikoach nefesh is deicha and matter other isuim, not have his own eyes and shechazam, and shechazam. Now, the Rambam here he says after nena slavi abizorei. He doesn't say after nena slahari nefesh achas is herik. So the Mishnah points out that Vashvachosnomim, which is on the basis of Mechosis, so there it's not because of Kiddush Hashem, without recourse to Kiddush Hashem, because Mechosis. So there is no difference between Yisrael and the Beneach. So even though Beneach is in Suda Al-Kiddush Hashem, the Gemara says, but Shechazdomim is regardless of Kiddush Hashem, so he's mechuyif to mislevish himself. Because of the sword of Mechosis. So Mechosis implies not only if Gachlefesh is Nadech Ritziche, but Enes is Nadech. Either. I mean, it's not an Enes Gomor, because both the Toshis Ashkule, so there is no Enes Gomor. But it's part of Nisa anyway, but it's not in Matia. So it's only Mutea, the other Rabbi, the Sima Vizore, but not Shirzom. So here he says, after you, on Nenas Lavid, Vizore, Indi, with Shem Mitzubim, Alki Hashem. Now just one more thing, in 2 more minutes, you have to forgive me. Please. Why does the Rambam Rashi emphasize Abizore? Why doesn't he say the Neach Muzer of Abizore to the Raya's Shurdom? So the Shaila is easy in the Chuyet to release a Nefesh himself, even Anos forced to the Neach not. Obviously, the Shkis Rashi is that the whole Abaye, that whether the Neach is to the Raya's Hashem or not, is only in respect to Abizore. But in respect to Tzichai, so the Mishnah says, there, he's certainly Beneach. The Svar of Machozis applies to Beneach just as it applies to Yisrael. So Mele, Rashi is, seems that the Mesiras Nefesh and Ayas is a Hekesh to Yitzhak. So just as by Yitzhak, so it's not on the basis of recourse to Kiddush Hashem. Without Kiddush Hashem, because the Yisrael, because Pikach Nefesh and Enes is not Matia, the Yisa Vitziche, so it is not Matia, the Yisa of Arayas. So Beneach also, even though he's not Mitzvah of Hashem, but the Shaila is only in respect to Avizore, because Avizore is a special Toshe from Buchon Nafshiho. So it's on the basis of Kiddush Hashem, So there's the Shaila where Beneach is Mitzvah of Hashem or not. But in connection with Shechudomim, which is Svore, and in connection with Arayas, which is Yalfuse from Shechudomim, so Mele, Enes, so it's the Chino Yisar, and it's not Nitche, Enes of the... The Rambam is ready. The Rambam holds that even though Arayas is learned out from the Tziche, but it is already by the Tziche, so it's not based upon Kiddush Hashem. But by Arayas, the Mokin Enes, it is based upon Kiddush Hashem. So Mele Beneach, even by Arayas, he doesn't have to do this.
Shir Lamed Tes Hamsachim by the Rosh Hashiva Chav Pei Zad Aral Fei Tov Shem Yom Vav March 3, 1986 on Monday.
There is so much to discuss in the meaning of the Ozo Yavah, but I want to discuss a certain point about Sakana Seva, because people don't know about it, and that's why it's important to discuss. Suppose now Pekach Nefesh is Deich HaShabbos. But suppose doctors say there is no danger to life, but there is, if we are not Michal Shabbos, then he's going to lose an Eva. Lose an Eva either because the Eva will have to be removed, or because it will not function, it will not hear, it will become dead. If you are Michal Shabbos, so then we'll prevent his death. But if you're not Mechal Shabbos, he'll become dead. But he won't die. Are we allowed to Mechal Shabbos? Now, I am mentioning to you, you'll mention to some rabbis, they'll say that I don't know the Dinish Chonoch, I know the Dinish Chonoch, but unfortunately, it's not well known that there is a Shita of Adar Shein. And that the Shach in your day is Chilik and Mechavan. That they don't know. So because of that, they say, so it's not, I'm not accustomed, you know, to mention Kulis. But when a certain Kulis involves Pikuach Nefesh, then I think, not only do I have the right to mention it, in spite of the fact that many Rabbonim will not recognize it, but it's my obligation to mention it. It's my obligation to mention it. As a matter of fact, I even mentioned it to Rabbi Noam Sokol. He wrote a manuscript on the halachas that pertain to medicine. He was in Israel for over a year. And then he consulted some of the poskim in Israel. But some of the things, the chumras that some rabbis mentioned, I don't think that there was a basis, as we shall inquire. somebody wants to mach, why should you mach? No. But when it's a chumra in the question of sakome, then I don't think it's right to keep quiet. So I told him that he should mention, that he said, did you mention my name? I mean, so then they won't criticize him. Because unfortunately, even some of the poskim, if it's not mentioned in Mishnebura, they don't know it. They don't know it. If for some reason, Misha Feinstein, the Jewish, doesn't discuss it, so Misha can discuss everything. So nearly don't recognize it. But it's contrary to the Psach of the Shukunov, the Machabar and the Ramon. But that's the Psach of the Shachar Rabbi. So, now, how about Sakana Seder? So the Psach of the Machabar and the Ramon, in the Rachayim, Shimchov Chesis, that Sakana Seder is not the Ilchim Lohed Reis, only Lohed Ramon. Why the Mishnebura doesn't mention the Shachar of it? It's a big problem. We just broke. Simon Shin Chokhes, Sif Yudai. Chilesh and Nopal Machmas Holy Mishkov, the Indi Sakone. Chilesh Indi Sakone. Oi Shinishli Nichush and Mitzdaya, the whole men called Bukhe. Afropish Hilich, Kinopal Mishkov Dome. Some words, what is the Chilesh Indi Sakone? There's Chilesh Indi Sakone. And there is what is called Nichush Baal. An element. Somebody has a toothache. It means that he is a chilishin. So what is the difference between chilishin zakone and nichud ba'amim? Let's say you are allowed to take the toy. If it's for nichud ba'amim, medicine. Say or shem nisachak zaman. But if somebody is a chilishin zakone, there's a machlekes l'shin. Some l'shin say, it's still awesome. Some l'shin say, if the chilishin is a konel, then the medicine is muta. And we are maker, even though the Shulchan Aruch mentions both days, but we are maker that somebody is a chilish, even if the chilishin is a konel, so he's allowed to take medicine. So what is the chilishin is a konel? So one of two things. Either that he stays in bed, in other words, he stays in bed because he has to stay in bed. Say somebody will just decide to stay in bed. He doesn't get a deal of a chilish in Sakone. But if, let's say, he has fever and a doctor tells him to stay in bed, so then he has a deal of a chilish in Sakone. Or even if he doesn't stay in bed, but his whole organism is weakened. He can't function, you know, sometimes because he walks around, but it's whole men cover. He doesn't function. After Pish Heilech, Kinofo Mishnapa. That's also Chilesh. So Chilesh and Nopal Mahas, Holy Mishpot, the Indi Sakonim, Oishi Nishli Nichus, Shem Yitztaya, the whole men cover. He always, after Pish Heilech, Kinofo Mishpot, Imrim Leinet Yehobim, Lasis Lech Lifuhem, Abo in how know if it's a Shabbos piece of rice. So you can tell Nochi to do Melochi rice. For a Chilish and Misakone, you're allowed to tell a Goy to do any Melochi rice. But that Yisroel should do Melochi rice in Chilish and Misakone, of course not. In how know if it's a Shabbos piece of rice. A few years based upon a Seira, even if the doctor said that if you're not in Chal Shabbos, so then he might become deaf. He might become deaf. Or he will not walk, you know. Or, let's say, will have to remove a finger or something. But, you know, usually I don't like to mention move a finger, because if you have to cut off something, so that in itself will involve the possibility of sacrifice. So, unless the doctor say this doesn't involve any danger, but that's unusual. So it's better to be, so it's easier to visualize the case of a failure or function of an aid to become better if you have the house. So it's not, sacrifice either is not the equivalent. A few years ago, I said, how long of Israel be said the Rabbanon? Be you dying? But how about the Shabbos? Suppose somebody, the Chilashim, is a Kohen. Then he needs a certain medicine, and you have to carry it to a Kohen's. You have to go to the drugstore. But it's not a Rishon Sarabim, it's a Kohen's. So, Yesh Matirin, a few ladies, I can say that. So, there are many Rishonim to say that for Chilashim is a common, not only Amir Linochri. Amir Linochri is definitely that, because that's the norm for Reshes. That the eldest, after 7 days, she doesn't have a dim of Chilashim is a common, but until 30 days expire, so she has a dim of Chilashim is a common. For Chilashim is a common. So in Melees, you are allowed to tell Linochri to do, to be vassal, to cook for her, to bake for her, for illness until 30 days expire. So that's the moment for Eshes. The Chilash is a Kona Nil Noch is Muda. How about Shabbos of the Israel? So some Rishonim say only the Shabbos of Amul Noch, that's not as homo as Shabbos of the Israel. But Shabbos of the Israel is also for Chilash. And some Rishonim say that even Shabbos of the Israel is Muda for Chilash is a Kona. Yesh Matir, a piece of Rabon Yedai, a filet is a policy. Yesh Inuit. That's the Sheikh Sarama. A filet, Yesh Inuit, the Ram, says, she in Yesh is a policy there, AC. The name is a policy that in AC. The Ram, she is a policy that, of course, everybody agrees. That the Rabbon and Sakon Seiva is there, but if there is no Sakon Seiva, so anyways, there's a Ranji. The A Shemri, she in the Sakon Seiva, A Sin the Shin. The A Sakon Seiva, A Sin below the Shin. There's a Rambanji. The Rambanji thing is follows. A Shmoos the Rabbon, let's say, like carrying a camelus, or let's say, like squeezing out oranges, so that it doesn't involve Melochi rice. Only if you squeeze grapes or olives, but other pears, so it's not Melochi rice. So, but to do in Loche al Dishinu, that is more calm. Why should the Shmush of al Dishinu be more calm? So because there is a Gemore in the Gomes, the Gineach Yenik Lachayat. That was not allowed to move the cow. But suppose somebody is Gineach, he has a very bad cough. He's a Chayat. He has a very bad cough. He's a Chayat Shemis upon him. Doctor says the fear consists in drinking milk, but there is no milk available. So he's not allowed. We're not allowed to milk the cow, but to drink, let's say, the goat, the Gemara talks about the goat's milk, was considered as a full, you know, for him, the goatskin, to bring the goat to his house, and then he will just squeeze out the milk into his mouth. That's klachayat. That's not a derech to milk the goat. So that is mutar. So the Ramban shita is that the shpus of shilu is mutar. But other shpusim is also the yeshem and shein beis upon the same there, eis in the shin, the yeh beis upon the same there, eis in the loishi. Then there is one shita that's it, very strange. That's it, very strange. And someone says it, that that's the Rambam shita, but it's a very shita. Vieshim atu yesh v'sakone seiver eineisim leidoro shein nismach ulachel dreis udvorim shein v'nismach ulachel eisim apilu ein v'sakone seiver v'divrei asvor ha-shlish is nil. What is the four of this? There are four shittes mentioned by Macha. Very rarely does Macha mention so many shittes. So, the first shitte is yesh matir in every shittes. The second shita is if there is a consideration, there is a consideration. The third shita is she may be a consideration in the shin, she may be a consideration in the relation. Even though the mechaber is machria like the third shita, but many poski are making that for her shin sakone one is allowed to do any drama. Many poski. Alright. Anyway, so there are a number of shittes, but all the shittes mentioned by Mechaber seem to agree that a melochet raises a conceiver is not there. That's mentioned by the Ram, the Rosh, the Tur. Why, how do they know that? Where is the melochet? Maybe a conceiver has the same status as a conceiver. Said the Harvard in Mashmuel. Mashmuel had a maidservant, a sheep. He caught Khalein at the shops. So she felt a burning heat, kadachas in Spiva, a burning heat in her eyes. And Shabbos. Tzofka, she screamed, she cried, the leke. The Ashkabot, and no one cared. Such things happened years ago too. Okay, so she became one. Limocho, Nochak Mashmuel, the Dorash, Ayin Shemadr, so the next day, Mashmuel made a declaration, Ayin Shemordo Mutal Kecho B'Shabbos. If there is an ailment in the eye, it's Mordo, so then Mordo means if it stops dripping tears just like that, sometimes the eye starts dripping tears. So, it's an inflammation. So you're allowed to do Mechal Shabbos. meine, die schon reine Dehne, die Wunde der Liebe tot. Because the Rashi says Shoraini Deine, the vision of the eye, Moira Ayin Tolu Bitrapshe Deliby, that affects the membrane of the heart. There's a connection. In other words, Pashtes, the way Rashi is. So, Rashi comes as a pshat because there is a connection between the eye and the heart. And if, let's say, the eye starts dripping tears as inflammation, so she might start an infection, and the infection might spread to the heart, to the structure, the membrane of the heart, the membrane of the heart. So it's a consequence. So because of that, the eye. So the question is, why did the Gemara have to mention that the reason is why we're allowed to call Shabbos if somebody has an inflammation die? Because it might spread to the heart, to the membrane of the heart. Everybody knows that when there's an infection in the membrane of the heart, it speaks upon it. Many people even today die because of an infection in the membrane of the heart. I think that Schreibman or Mashallah was needed because of that. He had an infection in the membrane of the heart, disruption. Let the Gemara say, because it can cause blindness, the way it happened to the nature of Mashmur. So it's a raya, that's what answers the Rabbi, Osh, Tur. It's a raya that a conceiver in itself is not a Hashem's. But I is different, because I is a person, but a conceiver in itself is not the Hashem. Bilingere, that's Rashi's job. But this says a very strange job. Bilingere, I didn't see anybody should explain that. But if I'm to do it, it's only going to be as I told about one as I live. Vision of the eye is told in the understanding of the heart. So what? I understand the heart, I is the conflict. If it means the vision of the eye affects the membrane of the heart and it can cause an infection in the membrane of the heart, it's a kind of surprise. But the bank of it, all right, let's leave it. And that's it, more that hope has some faith at the bottom. Lovely love. So, the Ram, the Rosh, the Tur, and the Tur Paschus, the Tlaloch, and the Shabbat Paschus, the Tlaloch. And the Ramoy doesn't make any power, as that means that the Ramoy pleases the Mechabah. So what else can it be? Anyway, but let's see in Shach. So keep telling that the Mishibula doesn't mention Shach. Why the Mishibula doesn't mention Abu Tam, the Mordechai, and all right. But Shach, big time. You see me cooking Zion. You mean if you're over there. Usually the Shach, it has the Shach, they are never chelik on the Mechaba, not even on the Rabbah. But sometimes there are a few cases where it has the chelik on the Mechaba, the Amor, the Mechaba, and the Shach. You know, from the Chasmide, in regard to a woman who has no vested kavua, so the Mechaba passes that she has to make a vision. Two Rishenis, one before every Tashmish, another washing the first 3 days,
with the shock, he screams and he says, no, that doesn't have to make any decay, even though I only know the poskim, see the poskim that you invite me. And he says, Lechin Amid Abor, and no one should act differently. So we find a few cases where the shock is chayyim. I think this is one of the exceptional cases where the shach is chayyim. Only thing is, over there, so the shach is chayyim v'chaber became it. Here, there is no shach in the chayyim. So it's chayyim showing the king. So there, the Mechaba mentions the aloha of Yad Aval Yorik, Hakol Avivash Bateo, except that the Zohar Yorai Shuzam. So the Mechaba is in the Kufin Zayin. Sif Gimel says, in Yei Sakon Seida, suppose there is Sakon Seida, not Sakon Seidoshis. Tzolchim, Domeli Momein Oli Nefesh, Ein beribosh simen shim chavot, uberachayim simen shim chavches, sif yudayim, vinyira mikol. So he mentions the mechavayim, erachayim simen shim chavches, that it's not the yachim. But then he says, vinyira mikol, just like the two words. Just like that. So the primigodim simen shim chavches, mentions the child. And God says, mentions the Rechaim Sin Shin Chofres, and then he says in Yerlikot, at least if he had mentioned the Machlek, then he said in Yerlikot, what he says, Ayin the Rebosh Sin Shin Chofres, the Rechaim Sin Shin Chofres, it was Ayin the Yerlikot, that is there. So then, the Kumbodi in Sin Shin Chofres, it's a very strange text. He says the shach is mechalik. Until here you see the mechaba mentions. Shor aver shabatir. Elises. So, if the damos forced him to be either in chazot or there in treifet, otherwise he'll be killed, so it's yarov aliyah. Then he saw Yesir Kire. The real question, suppose it's a conceiver. So he said, the miracle. But the Machaber in Rechaim Simi Shim Chofres says, it's a conceiver, it's not a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos, it's not. But other races, it's a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos. Is there any difference between Shabbos? True Shabbos is not. So what? But as far as Pekach Nefesh is concerned, there is no distinction between Shabbos and all these servants. According to weigh the Tachino in Yisrael. So what is true of Nivele is true of Shabbos, what is true of Shabbos is true of Nivele. It's inexplicable. But Pashtus, I mean, it's certain, there's no doubt that the Shach is simply Chilu Kam B'Mechav. But yet there are a number of issues who are it's not so pushing. First of all, Avantan himself says the second Seder is different Shabbos. This is what he mentioned in Avantan, but the Mordechai in Shabbos.
till he got the Moloch and Shabbos. So first the Mordechai mentions in the name of the Riba Shlemit. So Gabi Ayin Shemorgo Nital Kirchlo B'Shabes in the forest Mishun Shishavayin Edein Edu Ribetayin Avon Mishun Yivud Ayin Yer. So it's mashma that if it's just because of loss of vision, it's not Eich HaShabes, only because it's a close of forces. That's the Riba Shlemit. That's like the Ram and the Rosh in the Tzur. The Rabban Tam Nechakol. The Rabban Tam was Chelik and the Riba Shlemit. The Hire Halocha Umayisel Lihetta. Yizel Mishemi. Yichichim Nidimen, Nidkimen. Achkim Shidi Achim Lachaya Shushabes. Oyim Akipurim, Oyim Atzorich, Oyim Yochimistu, Oyim Zachim, Oyim Achim Lizeh. ואתם יוספו גם אחרים של יסקונים שאיך הם רוצים לסכון משחסים של רומו של צורה ואתם יודע בין אחד מעיבור אני קירה ביסקון ומחלו לזה שבס בעיני אגב יו שכוסק אפילו בדד נכות שיש לי הושי בלוב מעין שמו so the רב יו was amazed at Ramatam how did Ramatam pass the people who are going to say there is the Cheshabes but the Gnoi Navizore Cheshabes Ein Shemor is Mutter because you wanted to live it all so because it might affect the heart it's a constant process but otherwise the loss of vision in itself is not in Cheshavis so the Rabbi was amazed sometimes was not in an ordinary Tonkhochen so the Azorua also said the same the name of Amertam also this then the mirin of the Zohar says the same thing. Never in God. Now this Ramadan is mentioned by Mordechai in Perek Zion of Shabbos. 17th Perek. Then give more of time to know. שמורדות מותר לך תחילה בשבס ואפילו נסחיק סמונים משם. נראו כי לא חירי זה. ולובים דרך שוסרה ביותה. וקצוס מפורשים, כלים בזה, שעניין זה נאמר דווקא בחילי שעורים פי מה קורה, שיש בי סכון מסגוף. נבואיץ, ביקורץ. ובנת בלי בטוב, וטרף שדוי בטוב. וכמו שנאמר הטעם בי, שגידי העין בכל הגוף עם משטר, כלימה שיש שם סכון מסגוף. זה שיטה, או דרם, דרוש, דצור, הייתי דרמבן שיטי לא עושה. אבל חילי שאין שם סכון לגוף, אף על פי שיש בי סכון עליין הפסד או רייס, לא סוביז'ן, אין צריך הכנס את המונים בשעס. ועבדי הרבונים, קוסלו, סובו מנהנים מסתכלי המסר אחר, לא ידעו שאין בי סכון עליין נפש, אלא סכון עליין. He says, from Rashi it's also Rashi. You know, it really has its own expressions. It doesn't mention any of the Rashi called the Rabchapul, Rashi calls the Rabbonim, all right? So from Rashi it's also Rashi. They not born nearly. El Abdi Sakone Seed Arechel Mechal. So he says, no. So you're nearly also in the Shif. So Rantam is not here. Rantam is a Ruach. אלא בסכון סעיבר, איך הוא מחלב? בליום ראשוריים ידעיני בלי בתולו אלא לימא שהפסד סכון סעיבר קריב הלוי. קריב הלוי. And so that's what it means. Not that only סכון סעיבר מצלח is the Hashem's. This is it. Now let's see cases in Suki. Also has been changed. שוקי עומד א' בגמורה says there that if somebody has a ניחוש he's potter of שוקי תשע כנדנו is in style so תשע says אחר פי שאין בי סכון סעי בי סכון סעי כי סכון סעי פושס אפילו לחלו וזה שפס מוכח פרקים מעמידים גבי שמור. So, the same כמוח that the run and the ראש and the רמבן say the tool that it's מוכח that's a consider in itself not in the Shabbos because the Rambam says they want to do it at all and why you have so the kind of things that since you can say that is indicates that even it's a consider in itself without loss of life. So is the efficient. But Hosh Bein of means that she can just there always has a slight discomfort in the eye. The nose are gonna say that. He's put a lot of thinking that's a special allowance. So you have some energy. Apparently the shah is machriya like this efficient. It's true. That more hot the shame hall agrees the sheet of the Ramban and the Rosh and the two. But the Bishyosef in Simen Tov Reishis Ches says, in the name of Rabbi Yeruch, we got him, keep that. So he says, even though we all, always go to Sarov Poskim, the Rabbi Matis, that's only, it's not the Shalim to Gach Nefesh. But if it's the Shalim to Gach Nefesh, so then it's the Hokei, even negative of Poskim. As long as there is a sheet of the new deposit. So that's one thing. Shh. other things that I would like to discuss, also important to you. The meaning of the Kach Nefesh by the Nech, whether the Aloche of the Kach Nefesh, the Kolatio Kule, whether it's peculiar, is there something more than a Ramia, no? Another union I would like to discuss is the union of Kach Nefesh Benochri, where the Kach Nefesh of Benochri is Deicher Shabbos, so it's not Deicher Shabbos. Now, there is a Mishnah Berurah. I know the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't know what heter to the doctor's head in being Chal Shabbos in the Loch of the Raise for the God. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it says true evil, but evil is only deiche stays the session of the Zore and it's a rabbon. But evil cannot be deiche in Israel. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. There is a true in the Divrachai. The Divrachai, I mention all these facts because I know some will tell you. Mishnah Berurah says, no. You don't know anything out, you only know what the Mishnah Berurah says, but you don't know what other persons. Sometimes the Mishnah Berurah is difficult as for Moshe Feinstein, for example. So, there is a tube in the Rechai. Somebody asked in the Rechai, how is it the doctors on how Shabbos for going indiscriminately? What did happen? After all, Taisa says, the table is only there for Nisa Rabon or not Nisa Rabon. So the Rechaim says he doesn't know himself, but why do we have to question whether there is a head or not? There is a Kabole, that the Vad Arba Rotzes, hundreds of years ago, you know, who are the Poskim of the Vad Arba Rotzes? The Rebush, I mean, all the Dilm Yisrael, the Rebush, the Shach, the Taz, you know, I mean. So, there was a psak by the Vad Arba Rotzes, the doctors should be Mechal Shabbos for him. So it says, that's what the Mechal says. So we don't have to ask you, we don't have to. They Paskim, they are confident. How is it the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention the Rechaim? It's also a doubt. It's also a doubt. There is, in my mind, not in the Chubis, but in a special journal, a Mishnah Einstein wrote that he says that this Mishnah Berurah is a big doubt. Big doubt. Because Mishnah Einstein, according to Mishnah Einstein, so the Kach Nefesh of the Goy in itself is not the Hashem. But today, if has to show doctors who hesitate to be Mechal Shabbos for a goy, so then to affect the lives of hundreds and thousands of people. So it's again the Kach Nefesh, but even with me, the Kach Nefesh direct to Koach Nefesh, or indirect. So he says, and it's a big pele, that the Mishneh Berurah says that he doesn't know what that other doctor says. They shouldn't hesitate. If the doctor is called to Shabbos, and there is a constant process, he should go, because otherwise, so it will be, might result in the course of time in the prophetic of his wife. So that's a different thing. I mean, on a practical level, it's the same heter, but I mean, but this is the debate. And that, Rav Meir Feinstein says, is the term as to why the Baba Ahot is passed. As the Bahá'í says, there is a Kabbalah that the task. I inquired from people, you know, who are considered knowledgeable in Jewish history, but the heavenly children of the Baba Ahot is applied to see, and no one knows. But the Bahá'í says that there is a Kabbalah that the Baba Ahot is hundreds of years ago passed in the chapter. So it's certainly authentic, you know, if there is such a Kabbalah. So Rav Meir Feinstein explains that the psak by Baba Ahot is also because because in the long run it might affect the Pekuach Nefesh of Tuvah. In the long run. And it doesn't make any difference. Pekuach Nefesh is the Ichre. It doesn't mean that the Pekuach Nefesh now. If in the long run it might affect the Pekuach Nefesh of Tuvah. Some melee. Now I just want to mention a very interesting story. At that point, there was a machleket between the disposal uncle and the Shlomo Lakir. They chose the greatness of the disposal uncle. Because the disposal uncle was a young man. And the disposal uncle was not Hasbisholem. Not Hasbisholem had the leader of Chutzpah, Hasbisholem Cholili. And still, he acted contrary to the Psak of Shlomo Lakir, who was a dying Dule, and was one of the new Avot, because he felt that mocking Pekuach Nefesh is in Chilki Kodim. To true, Chocham Shosa and Kabir Ashur Lahadir, but that doesn't apply to the case of Sakonis the Poshis.